Welcome to your five for the day. On the 19th of June, 1215, the Magna Carta was signed by King John at the instigation of his unruly barons at Runnymede on the banks of the River Thames. At the time, it was simply an attempt to wrestle power from an unpopular monarch. However, it remains enshrined in the British legal system over eight centuries later. The Magna Carta is a charter of liberties signed by King John, which established rights and privileges for all. The initial document was substantially rewritten in the following years, but the Magna Carta is still seen to be a cornerstone of the British Constitution. Over the course of the last 800 plus years, the idea of the Magna Carta gathered momentum and assumed a greater authority in respect of the central key clauses concerning liberty and justice. These clauses have not only stood the test of time, but have a potency of their own which has seen off hundreds of attempts at annulment, repeal, modification and suspension by successive monarchs and governments. The Magna Carta has been the most valuable export of Great Britain to the rest of the world. There is something in the human heart that yearns for freedom. We want to be free from those shackles that bind us. Whether those shackles are political, physical, mental, economical, emotional, or spiritual, we long to live in freedom. Some 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter addressing this very issue to the Christians living in Galatia, and it still ranks as one of the most significant works of literature ever produced. This very letter to the Galatians has been called by many the Magna Carta of Christian liberty, because it shouts to all who believe in Jesus Christ, "You're free, you're free. You're free from the bondage of the law. You're free from tyranny of trying to earn God's favour. You're free by grace through faith in Christ alone. You're free to live a life of unshackled joy based on grace and not on works." It truly is the message of freedom, the spiritual freedom we can have in Jesus Christ. It is the message of deliverance by Jesus Christ from the bondage of sin and religious legalism. If you're struggling with sin, if you're struggling with religious legalism, if you lack power to resist sin, if you feel condemned and guilty, if you don't feel forgiven, then I've good news for you. You can have freedom. You can experience it daily, wherever you live and whatever your circumstances. Come sing my soul and praise the Lord who has redeemed you by his blood, delivered you from chains that bound, and brought you to redemption ground. O joyous hour when God to me a vision gave of Calvary. My bonds were loosed, my soul unbound. I sang upon redemption ground. Thank you for listening, and God bless.